Shalom, Australia. Some details of the White House's new peace plan to resolve the Israel-Palestine conflict were revealed last night. They include a commitment to create a Palestinian state. Trump promises that all of Israel's security concerns would be addressed. The move of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem would be part of stage two of the agreement. Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman yesterday urged moderate Arab nations to make peace with Israel in order to better confront the threat posed by Iran. 40 years after his historic visit to Israel, I call on leaders in the region to follow the path of President Sadat, come to Jerusalem and open a new chapter, not just in terms of Israel's relation with the Arab world, but for the whole region. He wrote in remarks that appeared directed at Saudi Arabia, "The Middle East today needs more than anything else a coalition of moderate states against Iran. The coalition against Daesh has finished its work after Daesh, Iran." Saudi Arabia has in recent days stepped up its efforts to counteract Iran and its proxies in Yemen and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Lieberman on Wednesday visited the northern border, a day after Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told reporters that the terms of a U.S.-Russian ceasefire deal on Syria did not include a Russian commitment to ensure Iran-linked militias would be pulled out of Syria. Lieberman said, "We simply will not allow Shiite and Iranian entrenchments in Syria, and we will not allow all of Syria to become a forward operating base against the State of Israel." The ceasefire agreement, announced in a joint U.S.-Russian statement last Saturday, affirms a call for the reduction and ultimate elimination of foreign fighters from southern Syria. The deal applies to Iranian proxies fighting on behalf of Assad's regime, which would be required to leave the border area and eventually Syria, but under the deal, militias associated with Iran would be allowed to maintain positions as close as 5 to 7 kilometers to the border in some areas. On Monday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that Israel will not be bound by the deal. An Iron Dome missile defense battery was deployed in the Dan region, Tel Aviv and the surrounding suburbs, on Monday to protect against a possible rocket attack. The battery was one of several measures taken by the army to raise its alert level and response capabilities amid heightened tensions with the Palestinian Islamic Jihad organization since the army demolished the terrorist group's border crossing attack tunnel last month. On Tuesday, the army closed off a number of tourist attractions near the Gaza border out of concern about threatened sniper attacks on visitors. Israeli security forces yesterday raided the home of a 17-year-old Palestinian who carried out a car-ramming attack in Gush Etzion on Friday. The attacker rammed his car into two people, seriously injuring one of them. Just after 6:30 a.m., the 17-year-old intentionally used his car to hit 70-year-old David Ramati, who sustained a light head wound, at the Efrat South Junction. He then continued down the road to Gush Etzion Junction, where he hit and seriously injured 35-year-old Ebenezer Hollering. The assailant was shot and wounded when he exited the vehicle and attempted to stab soldiers. IDF soldiers and border police entered the Palestinian village of Beit Zurich early on Wednesday and blew up the home of Nima Jamal, 37, the convicted terrorist who shot dead three Israelis in the nearby settlement of Har Adar in September. The military did not tear down the entire building, instead destroying only Jamal's apartment. Often the military carries out such demolitions with heavy engineering equipment, but in this case the army used explosive charges to blow up the rooms. On Tuesday, a petition was filed with the Supreme Court calling on Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit to investigate Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as part of a fraud investigation into Bezeq, Israel's largest telecom company. The Israeli Security Authority on Monday said it had found strong evidence supporting initial suspicions of criminal offences against the head of Bezeq, including violations of the security law, fraud, breach of trust, and obstructing legal proceedings. The ISA investigation looked into communications mogul Shaul Elovich, the controlling shareholder of Bezeq. Elovich is considered a personal friend of Netanyahu's, and critics had long railed at the conflict of interest that relationship could cause the premier in his capacity as communications minister, a post he filled from the end of 2014 until February this year. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has provided investigators with a set of photos showing him and his wife enjoying leisure time with Hollywood mogul Arnon Milchan and his family in a bid to strengthen his claim that the expensive cigars and champagne the Milchans lavished on the Netanyahus were gifts between old friends. The Netanyahu's lawyer, Yaakov Weinrot, has repeatedly claimed that the relationship between the two families was deep and had been going on for a long time. Netanyahu is being investigated on suspicions of bribery, fraud and breach of trust. Elected officials are forbidden from accepting valuable gifts, even from friends. The cigars and champagne supplied by Milchan to the Netanyahus over several years are thought to have been worth hundreds of thousands of shekels. Veteran Army radio reporter Hadass Steif on Saturday accused former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert of sexually harassing her some years ago. Olmert, who was recently freed from prison in July after serving 16 months for corruption, denied the allegations. Steif said that upon leaving Israel's Channel 1 TV studio some years ago, Olmert pressed her up against a wall and whispered in my ear. He then allegedly touched her ear with his disgusting tongue. I pushed him away immediately. The High Court of Justice on Monday gave police and Western Wall officials 30 days to explain why they are failing to protect female worshippers from harassment at the Jewish holy site in Jerusalem. The move came in response to a petition filed by the Women of the Wall group that claimed that the Israel Police, Western Wall Rabbi and Western Hall Heritage Foundation routinely fail to protect female worshippers from disruptive elements. Addressing the General Assembly of the Jewish Federation of North America in Los Angeles, President Reuven Rivlin on Monday lamented the Western Wall's transformation into a symbol of division and disagreement between Israel and the diaspora. He added that it was important to respect Israel's democratic process. The government earlier this year suspended an agreement that would have upgraded the egalitarian prayer platform adjacent to the main plaza at the holy site and set it up as a permanent prayer site. Rivlin said Israel was and will always be the home of every Jew, Orthodox, Reform, Conservative, Secular, Traditional, Ashkenazi and Sephardi Jews. We are all one people. Thousands of Ethiopian Jews gathered in Jerusalem on Thursday to celebrate the festival of Sigurd, marking the community's centuries-old aspiration to return to the Holy City. During the one-day holiday, traditionally held on the 29th of the Hebrew month of Cheshvan, 50 days after Yom Kippur, recalling the time span between Pesach and Shavuot, some celebrants fast as they gather on the hill, like the Israelites at Sinai, where they recite psalms and read from the Ogrit, the Ethiopian Torah scroll. On a sunny, warm winter's day, busloads of people came from all over the country to the Hus Promenade overlooking the Old City to participate in ancient prayers led by the Kesim, the religious leaders of the community, dressed in traditional robes and shaded by brightly coloured parasols. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.